This small wetland is nestled in the middle of a woodlot. Mud is squishing under our feet as we walk around it. The water is still and dark, filled with last year's rotting leaves. This is no place for humans to live, but for wildlife, this is home.
Yeah, it looks like what was left of a whirligig beetle. And that's a real common kind of insect in these types of habitats.
We're out here with Dave Breakage. He's a conservationist with Ducks Unlimited. He says these small wetlands are where ducks take their ducklings for food. Breakage brought us here to show us an example of a wetland that was once protected by federal regulations.
These wetlands are isolated because there's not a direct water connection from them to a lake or stream or other water body in the area. They're geographically isolated.
Being isolated puts these wetlands into a sort of regulatory limbo. To dredge or fill a wetland like this 4 years ago, you needed to apply for a permit from the Army Corps of Engineers. Now, in many parts of the country, you don't need that permit. That's because in 2001, the Supreme Court ruled on a case from the Chicago area that changed everything. The court's decision opened up a lot of debate about whether isolated wetlands should be protected by the federal government. Dave Breakage says the ruling gave the Bush administration an opportunity to issue a guidance to government agencies.
The Supreme Court ruling certainly threw into question a lot of the protections that were in place there. You know, and that opened the door to the guidance. And, depending on how the guidance came down, and the interpretations associated with it, it could certainly make things a whole lot worse.
The Bush administration issued these instructions to the federal agencies in January of 2003. But conservation officials and environmentalists believe the administration went too far with these instructions, going beyond what the Supreme Court ruling required. The instructions were issued prior to a drafting of a final formal rule. But before it finalized the rule, the Bush administration got an earful.
There was a lot of concern expressed on the part of a pretty broad swath of the American public.
Scott Yake is the director of conservation programs with Ducks Unlimited. He says the administration heard protests from those they considered friendly.
You know, we were talking about people who were concerned about the environment, and in this case there are a lot of hunters and other sporting groups and angling groups that went into them. And those are a pretty core part of the Republican and the president's base.
So President Bush stopped the rulemaking process that would lift the protections. But the original instructions to the agencies still stand, and the administration has no plans to change them. Julie Sibbing is a wetlands policy specialist with the National Wildlife Federation. She says getting the president to back away from finalizing the rule was a small victory, but there's still a lot to be done.
It was a right decision, and we do recognize that, and we praise the administration for taking the right step. But they've got a long way to go yet, and there's a lot at risk. In fact, the EPA's own estimates are that the guidance has put about 20 million acres, or about 20% of what we have left in the lower 48 states, of wetlands at risk.
But the risk is not the same for wetlands in different areas of the country. So today, when developers and landowners go to the Army Corps of Engineers to apply for a permit, they get different responses depending on where they are. Some Corps districts have turned their back on the isolated wetlands, telling developers no permits are needed. Other Corps districts are waiting for clearer direction. Mitch Iso is the chief of the regulatory branch for the Corps' Chicago district. He says he just wants to know what he's supposed to do.
We would like to have revised rules on the definitions for our jurisdiction. We'd just like to have the critical terms that are causing all of these difficulties defined in a way that two people in two parts of the country can read the same sentence, go out on the ground, and end up at the same point. And, you know, right now the field is helpless to do that because the decision on not to pursue rulemaking was made in Washington.
With mixed messages coming from the White House, the Corps of Engineers and the Environmental Protection Agency are struggling with how and whether to regulate these wetlands. In the meantime, it's generally left up to the states to pass laws to protect these areas. Some states have laws that do that. Others don't. Ducks Unlimited and other conservation and environmental groups are working with the administration to protect these wetlands. Dave Breakage says doing so will benefit more than just ducks.
And it's not just the wildlife. You know, wetlands are important in terms of storing floodwaters, an important site for groundwater recharge, also have a big role to play in improving our water quality.
The Bush administration says it's committed to preserving wetlands, and it even says it plans to increase the amount of wetlands in the U.S. Environmentalists and hunting groups say they don't see that happening right now, but they're pushing the administration to make good on that promise. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mark Brush.